For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. The leveling of Puerto Rico by Hurricane Maria is personal to the employees of Durham School Services. More than half of them are Puerto Rican. The normal driving schedule at the school bus company in Waterbury is 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then again from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. But it's what they do in between and after work that is less about the routine and more about helping out back home. Ruben Zapata was surrounded by school buses and pallets full of bottled water, diapers, and other supplies. They've unloaded a bunch already, but they still have 11 buses to go. For them, it's hard to keep up.
You know, it just snowballed on us, but we are working on the logistics.
This is personal for Zapata. His parents are from Puerto Rico, and he's got a 28-year-old niece with four kids on the island. He hasn't heard from her since the storm, so he's trying to help. But the challenge now is getting the supplies he and his co-workers have gathered to the island. A first stop may well be Roberto Clemente State Park in the Bronx.
They'll get it down there. They'll store it for us. It'll be marked for Puerto Rico, you know, to go to Puerto Rico.
But even that's not easy, because getting the supplies to the Bronx means using more than the school buses they have. So Ruben's co-worker, Laura Hobbs, was able to hook up with a truck company and scored a rig with a 53-foot trailer. They've already helped her out once.
Past 2 weeks, we've been zombies because a lot of people have been here to 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, packaging, moving, unloading.
And she says that even though she has no direct ties to the island, she's still personally affected because of what her co-workers are going through.
Well, I'm not Puerto Rican, but this is my family. This is what I come to work for every day.
The two of them figure they've got four more tractor trailer loads to go and are looking for a truck to help them. But they're not losing hope.
You know, whenever it gets there, it's going to get there. But they are getting supplies down there as we speak.
But even if it takes time, Zapata says he's optimistic that the supplies will get to the people who need them. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.